Please pray with me. Gracious God, we thank you for your word proclaimed for us today. May you open our hearts and minds to receive what it is you have for us this day. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you this day and always. Amen. Worst Cooks in America, Dancing with the Stars, The Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Jersey Shore, Family Vacation, Love is Blind. This is just a sampling of some of the reality TV shows that are on today. And yes, I have watched some of them. Actually, I think I've watched all of them, but only for research purposes though. So when you watch these shows, aside from the fact that some of the behavior on these shows is exaggerated for effect, I think, to add to the drama, the people or actors are on display in all of their transparency and imperfection. And I wonder who would put themselves through that. I guess fame and fortune have no boundaries. If we spend any time reading the Bible, it becomes readily apparent that God's people are also on display in all their transparency and imperfections. And today we begin our summer sermon series entitled Reality TV, where we will be looking at people and stories in the book of Genesis in all of their humanity. We begin today partway through the story of Abraham and Sarah. And up to the point of our story, God has appeared to Abram, which was his name before he became Abraham, and he tells him to leave his family and his land and his home in Haran and travel with Sarai, which was her name before she became Sarah, and tell them to travel to the land that God will show them. And God promises Abram that he will make of him a great nation. So they settle in Canaan, but unfortunately a famine comes. And so Abram and Sarai go to Egypt, and he tells his wife to pretend to be his sister so the king won't kill him. Unfortunately, the king sets his eyes on Sarai and yada, yada, yada. Yeah, a big mess happens, and so you can read that one in your spare time. They then left Egypt and went back to Canaan, and God makes a covenant with Abram and promises him descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky. But Abram can't figure out, because he and Sarai are really old by this time. Abram and Sarai get impatient, waiting for a child. They enlist Hagar, their slave, to get pregnant by Abram. And it causes major family drama when Ishmael is born, as you might imagine. God then makes another covenant with Abram, and Abram becomes Abraham, the father of many nations. Sarai becomes Sarah. And that brings us to our scripture for today. So the Lord appears to Abraham in the form of three men, and Abraham invites them to rest and have something to eat. Even though Abraham invites them for a little bread, he in fact provides this lavish feast. He goes out and kills this young calf, this healthy, fatted calf, and along with milk, butter, and bread made from the finest flour, they sit down to eat this lavish meal. At this point, Abraham doesn't know that he is in the presence of the Lord. In his mind, he is extending generous hospitality to strangers, which is a very common thing in the Middle East. That is a very, very cultural thing, even today, that happens. So he extends this hospitality to them. And one of the strangers asks where Sarah is and makes this promise that in 1 year's time, Sarah will have a son. Sarah overhears and laughs to herself. So I'm going to defend Sarah a little bit here, because if you will recall, God has already made that promise to Abraham. And when God made that promise to Abraham, Abraham laughed. And then they ended up taking things into their own hands, and Hagar got pregnant, and Abraham became the father of Ishmael. So anyhow, the other thing is that they were in their 90s, and Sarah is thinking to herself, okay, I've gone through menopause. No way this is happening. The NIV translation says, Sarah thought to herself, after I'm old and worn out and my Lord is old, meaning Abraham, will I now have this pleasure? She not only can't conceive of having a baby, she can't even imagine having sex. Yeah, I'll just leave that right there. Not continue with that thought. Have you ever wanted something of God so badly and been disappointed that your prayer was not answered in the way that you had hoped? I have, quite a few times. And if that happens enough, it can wear down a person's faith, can't I? And so I imagine this is probably a little bit where Sarah is. So Sarah laughs. There's all different kinds of laughter, isn't there? There's this happy, carefree laughter of children playing. There's nervous laughter. There's self-deprecating laughter when we can laugh at ourselves. I do that a lot. And there's full of joy laughter when we're together with family and friends. And then there's this laughter that comes as a result of reflecting on the absurdity of life sometimes. And I imagine that might have been where Sarah's head was at. She was probably thinking, I'm going to have a baby now? Where were you, Lord, 50 years ago when I still had energy? I often say that God has quite a sense of humor, especially when it comes to timing. God's timing is not our timing. Sarah's incredulous laughter was going to change to joyous laughter when Isaac is born. When Sarah and Abraham had given up all hope of ever having a family, of having these descendants that God had promised them, God steps in, even in their doubt, even in their taking matters into their own hands with the birth of Ishmael. Even despite their transparent imperfections, God doesn't hold that against them. God acts with grace-filled blessing, not based on their deserving of blessing, but because of God's unwavering love for them. So as we conclude, I wonder, what is your hope for today? What is your hope in your own life? What is your hope for our community here in Riverside? What is your hope for the world? Our scripture today and our message today tells us that God can make a way into our lives, maybe not in the way we expect or even hope for, but God is there nonetheless. Like Abraham and Sarah, may we be open and invite God into each aspect of our lives, that we too might receive this unexpected blessing. Because is there anything too difficult for the Lord? I would say no. Please pray with me. Lord God, we thank you for your message for us today, and sometimes it is difficult when we look around to have hope for our world and sometimes for what's going on in our lives. But we know from our story today that you do intervene, that you do care about your people. And so we come before you today giving thanks for your grace-filled love for each one of us and for each person that's here on this earth. We just ask that you would bless the people in our lives, that you would bless those who need a blessing. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.